This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Don Gagne. We have more news about an oil spill today, the one in southwest Michigan. As many as 1 million gallons of crude spilled from a broken pipeline and flowed into the Kalamazoo River. Cleanup crews are working to keep it from reaching Lake Michigan. Michigan Radio's Rebecca Williams reports.
Exactly when the 30-inch pipe burst is a point of contention. Residents in the little town of Marshall, Michigan, say they smelled oil on Sunday morning. The energy company says it didn't detect a leak until Monday. But either way, before the pipe was shut off on Monday, roughly 150 tanker trucks of oil poured into a creek and then flowed into the Kalamazoo River. Some 50 families are now being asked to evacuate because of air quality concerns. Health officials say the area where the spill occurred is highly toxic, and they want people to stay away from the river. Kayla Nelson lives in Marshall.
I'm kind of scared to drink the water, but I'm not sure. I haven't heard anything, but I'm just kind of scared myself to drink it.
EPA officials are now testing the water to see if it's safe to drink. Officials in Calhoun County are advising some families to drink bottled water instead. The Kalamazoo River feeds into Morrow Lake, and officials have been hoping to stop the oil before it reaches the dam on the lake, which they're calling the last line of defense. That's because it's about 80 miles east of Lake Michigan. So far, the EPA says the oil has not reached the lake. Wesley Boland lives below the dam, where the water is still oil-free.
Yesterday, I told the kids it'll probably be their last time they'll be able to play in the river. It's sad. The big fish that we caught up here, the pike, what's it gonna do? We can't eat them. You know, I've ate them my whole life. And It's sad. What more can you say?
Governor Jennifer Granholm has declared a state of disaster. While criticizing Enbridge Energy Partners, the Canadian company that owns the pipeline, for not doing more to contain the spill, Granholm worries the oil slick will pollute the wide, sandy Lake Michigan beaches at the height of tourist season.
It would be a tragedy of historic proportions if this breached into Lake Michigan.
Vacuum trucks have been sucking oil off the river all week. Enbridge officials say they've collected much of the oil, but admit there's still a lot on the river. Patrick Daniel is the company's president and CEO. Maybe with BP's public relations nightmare in mind, Daniel began yesterday's press conference by restating what he's said since he arrived in Michigan.
We take full responsibility for the cleanup, and we will be here until you are happy in this community and in this county that we've completed our responsibilities.
While it's not known what caused the pipe to rupture, the U.S. Department of Transportation has cited the energy company for repeated safety violations. Just last January, the agency sent Enbridge a warning letter about a section of the same pipeline. As the cleanup work continues, Enbridge officials remain confident that they can stop the oil's forward progress before it reaches Lake Michigan. For NPR News, I'm Rebecca Williams.